Anda bersama SBS Bahasa Indonesia.
Warga Australia berharap tahun baru membawa harapan baru dengan vaksin COVID-19. Menteri Kesehatan Federal Greg Hunt mengatakan, persetujuan regulasi sedang dalam proses, tetapi pemerintah tidak akan mempercepat proses tersebut.
Our regulators are increasingly confident that the choices that we've made are likely to be backed up by regulatory approval. They're the choices of the medical expert panel, then backed and put into action by the government. And so what we're seeing is the world is likely to be in the fortunate position of having a number of vaccines that are highly effective. We are in the fortunate position of having three vaccines at this stage, all of which are on track to being highly effective, available, and then rolled out safely across the Australian population.
Program inokulasi virus corona Australia didasarkan pada tiga jenis vaksin yang berbeda, vaksin Oxford AstraZeneca, vaksin Pfizer BioNTech, dan vaksin Novavax. Kepala Eksekutif AstraZeneca, Pascal Soriot, mengklaim perusahaan memiliki formula kemenangan dan data baru menunjukkan bahwa itu sama efektifnya dengan kandidat saingan lainnya termasuk Pfizer. Hasil uji coba awal menunjukkan bahwa vaksin tersebut akan sekitar 62% efektif dalam mencegah penularan dibandingkan dengan kemanjuran 95% yang dilaporkan oleh Pfizer dan mitra Jermannya BioNTech. Australia telah mendapatkan 3,8 juta dosis awal vaksin AstraZeneca untuk awal tahun 2021 dan 50 juta lagi akan diproduksi di dalam negeri sepanjang tahun. Meskipun uji coba dan persetujuan sedang berlangsung, Hunt tetap yakin Australia telah membuat pilihan yang tepat. Ia mengatakan vaksin AstraZeneca didasarkan pada teknologi inokulasi yang sudah umum digunakan dalam pengobatan.
One important consideration is that the world has never had what's called an mRNA vaccine before. Pfizer and Moderna are both mRNA vaccines. The Oxford AstraZeneca is a viral vector vaccine and the Novavax is a protein vaccine. And so there are three different vaccines. The mRNA is, however, new and not previously used for any form of communicable disease on all of the advice that I have. So that's why they've approached that on the basis that they have.
Pemerintah federal juga telah mengamankan 10 juta dosis vaksin Pfizer BioNTech dan memperkirakan persetujuan yang lebih awal.
It's likely that Pfizer will have the first of the approvals in Australia on the latest advice from the TGA, and we've been working with them and signing the final agreement on distribution, and we'll begin with whichever vaccine has first approval.
Badan Regulasi Australia, Therapeutics Good Administration, akan meninjau hasil di tahun baru sebelum persetujuan dilanjutkan. Profesor Peter Collingen dari Universitas Nasional Australia mengharapkan Australia akan mendapatkan keuntungan dengan tidak adanya penyebaran virus corona yang tidak terkendali. Ia mengatakan bahwa Australia memiliki kesempatan untuk menunggu dan melihat hasil dari program vaksinasi di seluruh dunia.
So all these approvals are not actually full approvals, they're emergency approvals because of the situation they've got, which is uncontrolled spread. Australia is not in that position. We have the fortunate ability to be able to look at the numbers, the data that's coming to us, to make sure it is as it's presented. And equally, we've got the advantage that we can see what will happen when these vaccines are given to large numbers of people in America, in Europe, for instance, with good follow-up, to make sure there's not rare side effects we haven't noticed. But also that it works as well in all the age groups as we're expecting.
Menteri Han mengatakan, nasihat terbaru adalah kabar baik bagi warga Australia.
I think the latest advice will be very, very good news for Australians that Pfizer is progressing well, Oxford is progressing well, and whilst we await more data on Novavax, the last advice we have is that it is progressing well. In short, I think it will be a good new year for Australians, but I also think it will be a safe and healthy new year for Australians.
Sukai, berbagi, komentar. Ikuti SBS program Bahasa Indonesia di Facebook.